Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Motu Mangle Mang Atle, Pula March, your celebration featuring Pula March there on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and it brought us to exactly 11 after 7. This is Thursday Live with me, Godfrey Mabi, and of course, during this time of the program, we get to talk to somebody from the Global Business Roundtable, and I believe that they are busy with the prayer camp. Prayer camp is underway, if it hasn't ended as yet. I'm not sure about that one, but it started sometime last week on Friday. So it's going to be a virtual event there. And of course, we had more information from Ntate Jose last week, Thursday. He was here on this program telling us more about that. And tonight, from the very same organization, GBR, we are honored to have Pastor Mike Mohashwa. Tate Mohashwa, evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening. Thank you so much, Godfrey, for this time, and good evening to the listener.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Mike Mohashwa?
I'm from the Limpopo province in Polokwane, in a township called Tesla. And, you know, I was born into a pastor's family, which I believe is a great, honor. It was challenges, but it's such a great family to be born into. And then I served at a church called Holy Ghost Bible Church in Polokwane. But then when I moved to Gauteng, I then became a part of Jesus Calls Worship Center Midrand under the leadership of Pastor Sifiso Mazibugo. Then personally, I am a program manager for NF Apprentices. And then I've also got a business as a photographer, as a videographer.
We missed that one. You're a program manager for what?
NF Apprentices. It's an AGO that facilitates apprenticeships, yes, for auto body repair shops. Okay. And then I've got a business on the side, a media company on the side that I'm running as well.
Oh, fantastic. So you're based in Gauteng now?
I'm based in Midrand and Gauteng.
Oh, Midrand. Yeah, yeah. So we're talking about a passionate church.
Yes, sir.
What is a passionate church? Yeah, define that for us or describe it for us.
Yeah, you see, so, I had quite a lot of conversations with, a lot of discouraged, members of the body of Christ. I remember when we started level one of COVID, there were quite a lot of people that were discouraged, especially with the fact that there's no more church anymore. And there's something else I'm going to speak about later, which I believe the devil, tried to introduce to try and weaken the body of Christ. But I firstly want to say that, when Jesus Christ saved us, when we read the Bible in the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20, we realize that, Jesus Christ, announced the fact that he was anointed by heaven to, create disciples. And those disciples would be anointed to go on and baptize people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching everybody to obey everything that has been given by God. So what Christ was doing is that Christ was brought as a seed to the earth, right? That would grow and would grow also within us. So those that receive him then become a part of his body. Paul simplifies it in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and he speaks about the body of Christ. It says that it's got many units, but it is one. So, in essence, what I'm trying to say is that, I don't want people to be discouraged, especially with us having limitations to church, with us not being able to gather as we used to. But we need to passionately take advantage of the fact that we know Christ and that Christ can utilize us in our places of influence. Now, I want you to look at it like this, all right? Let me first define, simply, in simple terms, to define passion. We all know what it is, but then just as a reminder, passion is a strong, intense feeling, right? A compelling desire for someone or something. So if you are passionate about Christ, if you are passionate about salvation, if you are passionate about church, then it does not matter where you are. You are able to do that which God has saved you and anointed you to do. So this is a simple reminder to people that God saved us not only for ourselves, not only for us to just go to heaven, but then he saved us to become disciples of his kingdom on earth. We are like ambassadors in different countries of the world. We represent a mandate of our country wherever God places us. So what I want to encourage people about is to say, even though we don't have the opportunity to go to church, we are still able and we should be able to bring out the fruit of salvation wherever God has placed us. So we need to be passionate. We need to be able to drive that message of God, to speak and proclaim His gospel wherever we are, at whatever time we find ourselves in.
So in a nutshell, a church is not a building.
A church is not a building, my brother. Listen, the Bible says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So if He dwells on the inside of us, then it means that wherever we are placed, we are able to do whatever it is that He wants us to do, whatever the mandate is for us to do as children of God. So, you know, so many Christians would feel discouraged and say, no, I'm discouraged at home, I don't have a word. You know, we understand that happens, but then, if we really call ourselves children of God, we should be able, by the teachings we receive, by the encouragement and fellowship that we got, you know, when we're still, you know, able to gather, be able to bring that out, encourage ourselves, and encourage those around us, all right, to proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus wherever we are. So I would tell people, guys, that the church doors have been closed, but then imagine how many churches exist out there. Imagine how many churches exist in homes. Imagine how many churches exist in communities. You understand? That seed has been spread. Jesus Christ died so that there may be a multiplication of whatever it is that He stands for. So He knew
I think sometimes, Mfundi, sorry to interrupt you there.
Yes.
I hope I won't be struck by a lightning.
No.
I think some of that, sometimes I've been following quite a number of people, more especially on Facebook, I would use the word the so-called leaders. And I realized that most of them, they don't even have a clue of how the church itself began. It's like they just found it the way it is now, and now they think that's how it is. But if you knew how it started, that it started out of the building, outside the synagogues, then they don't be actually discouraged, or they won't even be swearing the way they are swearing now, because hey, sometimes we ask ourselves, but these guys, where do they come from? The Bible that they are preaching about, it's actually different from what they are saying today. So people are angry, and what you see there, but if they know how the church started, then they'll do exactly what you are talking about.
I'm telling you, people want to limit it to a building. You know, I feel like there's a bad seed that entered the body of Christ, right? You know, by pastors who... I was speaking to somebody shortly today, and this person was asking me about water, and they're saying, why do some pastors, you know, emphasize water and oil? And I said to this person, look, those are symbols that, you know, pastors can use, you know, as a point of the anointing. But then we're not supposed to limit the power of God to that one thing all the time. And I know that this has been said repeatedly, but then it's so surprising to see, you know, people, you know, practicing it like religion, you know. Yet God can never be, you know, limited to one thing or one way, because He's such a great God. So God can do whatever He wants to do anyway. He has church in a boat. He had church under trees. He had church on the mountain. Wherever He got an opportunity to speak the word of God, He did that, and He did that passionately. You know, Paul and Silas are also great, 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 great announcers of the word of God. And they went to every city. They broke into every gate. My father used to play a video where, you know the rulers of a certain gate did not want to allow him in. And the way they were so passionate and on fire for God, they blinded that guy, you know, because the devil is trying to block the good news of Jesus Christ from entering into that city. So I'm not saying people should break the law. I'm not saying people should not be, you know, COVID aware. But I'm saying there are safer ways that we can practice and still be effective on earth and still glorify and send the message of Jesus Christ out there. So we shouldn't be discouraged by the pandemic. We shouldn't be discouraged by limitations. We've got now, you know, we've got platforms, social media platforms. Let us use those platforms to make people aware of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to make people aware of His coming. Let's not allow the seed of fear that the devil is dropping through those very platforms.
I hardly hear voices of the people, more especially who want to go back to the buildings, who are saying, we want to be praying for the sick people. We want to be praying against this COVID-19 pandemic and many other challenges that this country and this nation is facing. I hardly hear them saying that. Now the question is, Are we relevant, not to this world, but to the kingdom with regard to how the earlier church operated and how the believers of old lived their lives? Because like right now, we should be there at the forefront. Prophets, right now they are very quiet, I'm telling you. They'd be prophesying against this sickness, but it's so quiet. The only thing that people emphasize is gathering. Are we missing out there, Mfundisi? Are we lost, maybe Haritz or Relatlegile about our Poloso?
Yeah, so, you know, the best thing I can say with regard to that question is, let us go back to the basic fundamental of what the gospel of Jesus Christ stands for, all right? Now, when I was born and I started understanding church, the first thing I was told about Christianity is that God loves you, is that he sent his son to die for you, all right? And then when he died for you, Christ healed your sins, and that he wants to save you so that you may have eternal life with him. All right. So if we go back to the basic fundamentals of the gospel, then we'll find ourselves now moving into levels where we are now speaking to the faith of man. Now, when you spoke into the faith of man, you are then teaching the man the living word of God, and that word they will utilize to, you know, to speak healing into their lives. They will even utilize that to believe that even death, my brother, is a way that God, you know, separates the spirit of the man from the body so that the spirit can be reunited with him. The Bible says even regarding death, we should not mourn like people that do not know God. So I'm not saying that as Christians we will not die, we will not pass. But that God will give us his peace. We may not understand death, we may not understand death in its essence, but God will give us peace when that time comes. You know, and God will give us an opportunity to prepare ourselves whilst we're still alive for death when it comes. So I'm not saying that, you know, God doesn't heal. I'm not saying that God is unable, but I'm saying God will heal those that he wants to heal, and those that are ready to leave, or those that whose time is, you know, is there for them to leave, they will leave peacefully with the knowledge of who they are going to, with the peace of God that will rest upon them in whichever way that they will leave. So we need to go back to teaching the basic fundamentals of Christ and eliminate the bad seed that has come into the gospel that says, you know, let's preach prosperity, let's preach money, let's preach cars, let's, you know, preach only goodness and forget the basics of the word of God. So Christ gave us his word to strengthen our spirits here on earth. Whilst we live on earth, we need to be strengthened, and we need to have an understanding of his purpose, of his purpose about our lives on earth, so that we may live a fulfilling life, regardless of the challenges that we may encounter.
We all know what the church without passion is doing now. They're at home complaining. They're at home bangadile. The government is the people this and that. They started with a narrative here, but bakubile religion uko dikolon. Therefore, habasa eluko dikolon. But what should the passionate church be doing at this time?
Bakubile kofkolon. Now we're doing a lot of teaching mohai. This is the perfect time for us to reintroduce our children. All right. The Bible says, teach them when they are young. So this is the perfect time for us to reintroduce that gospel to these kids. And these kids will take that passionately as well. They will learn it from us. And then in their corners with their friends, they will share this word with whoever, you know, they encounter. But then even if they do not, that word will lead and guide them. My mother used to say to me, my son, I cannot live your life for you, but then the best thing I can do for you is to introduce you to God, who will guide you throughout the years of your life. So the best thing we can do for our kids is to introduce this word to them and empower them with the time that we have, you know, to spend with them now. And then, you know, with our people, let us normalize sharing the word of God, even when we are in trouble. When someone is going through a tough time, let us not lean over to the stresses of the time. If someone loses their job, let's just not speak about, you know, COVID numbers and what's happened, but let's continue to speak faith. Because it is from that faith where people believe. And when people believe, people then see things happening. Just one last thing. When Christ healed everybody, whoever he healed, he always told them, your faith has made you whole. Christ never said, I did it, like most pastors do now. Christ never said, I can, but then he said, it is your faith that has healed you. And then remember, it's only God who said, I have exalted the name of Jesus. So pastors should not be exalting their own names or speaking about what they can do because of, you know, a particular anointing that they have. You understand? People should continue speaking faith, teaching faith, showing people how miracles happen, showing people how things change. And in that way, our spirits will be strengthened. And then we as a church, the passionate church, will strive at this time of the pandemic and at this very difficult time that we're facing.
In your own opinion, where do you see the church after? I know that this pandemic is, honestly speaking, I'm not trying to speak unbelief here, but it might be here to stay. But what will happen is we'll obviously put it under our feet, just like we did with many other pandemics like flu. Many people don't know that it actually was a pandemic sometime. That's flu. Millions of people died because of flu and many others.
Yes.
After this, where do we see the church, church without passion and the church with passion? Let's say they're saying no more restrictions. We can go and do all these kind of things, or things remain as they are. Where will the church be, in your opinion?
Yeah, so I believe that the church should be very, first of all, the church should accept the season that we're living in. We should not be reluctant, or we should not be stubborn against this pandemic. The pandemic is real, and the fact that the pandemic is real does not mean that we do not have faith or we are weak in our faith. You understand? But then we remember the Israelites when they were in Egypt. They were given an instruction to say, put the blood on the doorpost so that when the angel of death comes, he will pass. All right? Now, this may not be directly related to that, but then we need to understand that the pandemic is real, and then through the government and through our leaders, instructions are being given on how we can keep ourselves safe. So it is very important that we follow those, precautions so that our health is kept safe. But then in terms of the church, I believe that, God is reviving people, and people are becoming more aware. There's a lot that is being exposed, all right? If you remember with level one, a lot of pastors were in war, pastors were fighting. So many things were now being exposed, and people started understanding, people started leaving, and God started exposing, all these unnecessary things, and he still continues to do so even at this time. So I believe that God is reviving, the spirits of his children, so that people may be very much aware right now in the last days, so that people may be aware of who he is, so that people can find him for themselves. But then most importantly, the gospel of Jesus Christ will spread so fast at this time, because people are thirsty for God. People want God. People want solutions. And that is the reason why we should be the ones that drive those solutions by faith. People love people that, speak confidently of something. When someone comes to say to you, I've got a solution, and they show them how to get it, people then become encouraged. And then when people receive Christ, then, heaven is dominated, and then, hell is depopulated like that. So the church is going to grow at a rapid pace. People are going to be aware of God, and their spirits will incline to him like never before. And then people that never believed, or, people that were very dependent on pastors or on people or on others for their faith will also be exposed at the time. And it will be up to them to either make a decision to grow and fly with the eagles, or to stay down and be discouraged and become attacked, or become, attacks of the devil. Because the devil is fighting also at the time to discourage people. But then we believe that God in us is alive, and then that seed of salvation, that seed of faith within us will grow. And when churches are open, or if it even remains like this, we will be aware of God, and we'll be able to fellowship and, worship God, knowing him and knowing him for who he is in our life. And, some people have seen him. I've heard so many testimonies about people who went through COVID and who recovered. And that's very encouraging, because people are now experiencing the healer in their home. No one is coming to lay hands on them, but people are now forced to pray for themselves. People are forced to pray for others. And then in that way, we are growing in our spirit. So there's a big revival, and that's where our focus is, and that's where our prayers should go to, that God should revive his children and strengthen his church so that it may stand and flourish at the time.
Rudi, relebogile akere.
Thank you so much, man of God.
Yeah,
thank you so much for
Rudi Mohashwa on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, talking about a passionate church. 29 minutes to 8 o'clock.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.